Dramatic changes are coming to our judicial system temporarily in response to coronavirus-related restrictions. Those include postponing jury selection and jury-related trials until at least the middle of next month. Maricopa County's system has also suspended in-person visitation for juvenile detention for 4 weeks. On yesterday's show, we heard from the administrative director of Arizona's courts. Today, I'm joined by Judge Joseph Welty. He's the presiding judge of Maricopa County. Judge Welty, what are the short-term changes you're implementing right now?
Well, what we began this morning, Steve, is a further execution on the Chief Justice's order, and that is to substantially limit the number of in-person hearings we are doing at the Superior Court in our criminal department, civil department, family department, juvenile department, and probate department. The idea is really to limit the number of folks that are required to come into the courthouse. And we've enumerated the necessary in-person hearings and then are going to be limiting access to the courthouse to only those folks who are necessary for those proceedings to come in. This is, I think, an important step for us to both limit the public's exposure within the court environment. It limits the assembly of a number of folks. It also limits the exposure on our 3,000 employees within our court system and provides us, because we're limiting some of that volume, an opportunity to send some more folks home teleworking. Now, this does not mean we're closing court operations in any way. Every one of the operations of the court remains open, but over the course of the last 8 days since the Chief Justice's order initially went into place, we began the process of converting as many of our court hearings to telephonic and video hearings as possible, and converting some of those hearings to paper status conferences where the parties are simply filing motions. So the next 2 weeks for us looks like a limited number of folks walking into the courthouse in order to limit exposure.
Judge Welty, that's the immediate term, the short term. Looking forward, do you think there's going to be a different path as you're making changes now that could be implemented and have a bigger impact down the road?
We are very cognizant, and the 162 judicial officers here and I are very cognizant of the fact that this is not a two-week problem. This is not a two-week solution. We are also cognizant of the fact that we are responsible for the protection of constitutional rights. We are responsible for running dependency cases and making sure that parents' constitutional rights to parent their children are supported and that children are safe. We're responsible for juvenile delinquency actions. We run 2 juvenile detention centers. We're responsible for domestic violence orders of protection and temporary restraining orders in our civil department. We can't stop doing this for 9 months, and we can't limit what we're doing for 9 months, and we need a new normal. And so what our hope is that while we limit this public exposure as much as possible for this two-week period to, in this attempt to flatten the curve and limit the stress on our hospital and medical systems, that we really need to come out of this with a new model. And what we are really looking at is, how much can we expand the use of video court appearances? How much can we expand telephonic court hearings instead of in-person court hearings? It is going to require a change in the rules, and the Chief Justice has suspended many of the timing rules and many of the personal appearance rules. But many of those are written into statutory state law. And the judges can rewrite their own rules of court, but we cannot rewrite the state laws. And we may have to go back to the legislature at a time to work on some of these necessary personal appearance laws in order to transition them more to available video appearances. Now, we can do everything by consent of the parties. And so many of the things we're doing now is because both sides of a lawsuit are agreeing that we do this.
And Maricopa County is one of the largest county court systems in the country. Do you think changes you might implement could have a bigger impact across the country? Could it be a pioneer of sorts?
Well, we are the fourth largest trial court in the United States. We have 162 judicial officers. We have 5 court facilities throughout the county. And we provide a huge array of services. We are a nationally recognized court of innovation. Look, many courts, all courts around the country are going to be wrestling with how to deal with these issues. And what our hope is that through our quality judicial officers, who are selected through a merit selection system, which for my money just ends up giving us just absolutely fabulous, hardworking, innovative judicial officers, and what is truly an award-winning administrative management team, that this is one of the courts in the country that can look at how to deliver these constitutionally and statutory mandated court services in a way that keeps both the public safe as this virus will continue for the next several months, as well as the court staff safe. So we're looking at coming up with things that we certainly hope can be shared around the country.
Joseph Welty is the presiding judge of Maricopa County, and you are listening to the show.